Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everyone, it is the post-match pod. Liverpool beat Sheffield United 2-0 at Anfield, and first up it is the match reaction.
The champions of the world, and now you're going to believe us, and now you're going to believe us,
and now you're going to believe us.
What?
The champions of the world. Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Welcome to the Red Men TV. It was Liverpool 2. It was Sheffield United 0. The only thing that stopped that from being about 5-0 was the fact that nobody knows how to play a through ball on this side for some reason. But it was inevitable, crushingly, ruthlessly inevitable that Liverpool pick up the 3 points, and it's mad.
They're going to win the league.
Weirdo. But I'll be perfectly honest, look, 10 years. 10 years I've been to. I've been doing this, and the amount of times I've gotten to January and gone, next year is the year that we're going to be good. We're just missing this piece and we're missing that piece, and the amount of times our season has been over in January is ridiculous. This time, this season, we're turning up to games of football knowing that we're going to win, knowing that we're comfortably top of the league. It is ridiculous. Mohamed Salah bags the first goal. Sadio Mane gets the second one. He was unstoppable. But we weren't even at our best tonight. We didn't have to be at our best tonight. Liverpool were just absolutely unstoppable. I want to give a massive shout out.
Give him the ball and he'll score every time.
He was fine tonight. Give a shout out to James Milner. He wasn't even meant to be starting tonight. And somehow he played the full 90 minutes.
And Bobby and he will score. There's something that they can't want you to know. Rest in the world is Bobby Firmino.
So Sadio Mane, probably one of the match. Probably one.
We're never gonna stop.
Probably man of the match, Sadio Mane. But yeah, massive shout out to James Milner, who was goose It was everything for this Liverpool team. Jordan Henderson, fantastic. Andy Robertson, fantastic. The goalkeeper, amazing. Joe Gomez, amazing. Virgil van Dijk had to defend. He was amazing. Sheffield United, good side. Very good side. Made to look bang average by this incredible world-class Liverpool side who are top of the league. Still, Liverpool are going nowhere. Going nowhere. What a time to be a Red. What a time to be one of these guys. Listen, like, share and subscribe to the video. Get over to RedmenTV.com. Sign up. Never been a better time to be a Red. Join the RedmenTV.com now. Nice one.
Next, Chris and what can only be described as a mob of Liverpool fans delivered the player ratings.
Liverpool, top of the league.
It's player ratings after Liverpool beat Sheffield United by 2-0. We're going to try and do the player ratings inside of everybody singing and stuff. We're going to start with Alisson. Alisson, the goalkeeper, that big, brilliant, Brazilian, glorious bastard. Alisson. I don't know what to give him, to be honest with you. I know, I'm thinking that. 9 out of 10 for Alisson.
Today.
It was what?
He was the mascot with Alisson.
What did you get? Who?
Yeah.
Go ahead, mate, come here. You're the mascot with Alisson today, yeah? How boss is this? Did you speak to him?
Yeah.
What did you say?
He said, are you all right, mate?
Did he, yeah, boss? What would you give him out of 10 today?
10.
10 out of 10.
He's on fuck all.
Do you think he deserved that, or are you just giving him a 10 out of 10 because you're his mascot?
Give him a 10 out of 10.
Brilliant, mate. We'll go on to the best right back in the world. 10 to Alexander Arnold. Let's go, team!
He's Alexander Arnold. The Scouser in our team. He's Alexander Arnold. The Scouser in our team.
What would you give Trent today?
What wouldn't I give Trent today? I'd give him my wife after that, Jesus Christ. Honestly, just every player on that pitch deserved a man of the match, but Trent was actually superb. Just running down that wing, looking threatening, looking defensive, looking absolutely class overall, mate. Just, you can't give anybody less than a 10. Everybody was a 10, that's what I'm saying. Because everybody was a 10. Mate, honestly,
Liverpool.
You said it yourself. They made them look like men against boys. Liverpool. 10 Alexander Arnold. Liverpool. I feel your pain, mate. Liverpool. Anyway, just Trent and Robertson going down them wings just look absolutely amazing, mate. And Joe Gomez, my dad said a few weeks ago, Matip and Lovren stay on holiday. My dad said it, and he's proved it again and again and again. He just looks like a
10 out of 10.
Everybody, 10 out of 10.
Virgil van Dijk, then. Who's going to do Virgil van Dijk with me? Want to do Virgil with us? Well, yeah. What do you want to do? What do you give Virgil?
I give Virgil a 10. He's the best centre back in the world. No one's better than him.
And we watch him score. Impossible. Come on, Zidane. He's a man.
Yes, Virgil van Dijk, 10 out of 10 for him. Andy Robertson, any...
Andy Robertson. Andy Robertson.
Go on, what'd you give him?
I'll give him a 9 just for the pass at the end. That's maybe minus one.
You minus one for the pass at the end?
Yeah, it's a crap pass. No, he might have a bet on the number of throw-ins or something. I can't understand it. But, no, he was excellent. Set up Salah's goal. Going forward, defending. He's amazing. He's the best left-back in the world. No debate. He's obviously a 10. I'm only talking about.
Right. I want to talk about Jordan Henderson for a bit. He absolutely... Yeah, go on.
We may not win the league. I think we're going to win the league. But one shout I want to give is Steve Gerrard. He passed it from 40 yards. He's big and he's 40 yards. Steve Gerrard. He passed it from
and captain Jordan Henderson ran that game of footy for me. I thought him and Genie Wijnaldum in the middle were unbelievable, weren't they?
Yeah.
Jordan Henderson, Henderson,
Henderson, Henderson, Jordan, Henderson.
I can't wait until we get to James Milner. No one's got a fucking song for him, by the way. Because we're doing songs for everyone, aren't we? But Jordan Henderson, 10 out of 10. Right, I'm giving Genie Wijnaldum a 10 out of 10, if you can hear me. If anyone can hear me, Genie Wijnaldum's getting a 10 out of 10. I'm going to move on to James Milner, because no one knows his song. Oh, you can hear me again, Sars. James Milner, come in late for Naby Keita. Obviously disappointing that Naby goes down. It looked like it was a groin injury or something like that he picked up in the... But James Milner's going to get a 9 out of 10. I thought he did excellently coming in. If I'm honest, right, I thought we'd struggle to build up down the right-hand side first half more than maybe the left-hand side. I don't know whether that was because James Milner was a little bit of a late replacement. Maybe they hadn't worked on it quite as much as the left-hand side with Mane and Genie Wijnaldum. But I thought James Milner was brilliant. The midfield ran the show today. I think it was really silly of Sheffield United going with a three-man midfield against our three-man midfield, because I think we absolutely dominated them in there. They went with the two forwards. They couldn't stop us passing it around the back. They went with the three midfielders. Had a little bit more success with the five defenders. Of course, they were going to. Right hand side, Mo Salah gets that goal early on.
Mo Salah, Mo Salah, running down the wing. Salah, he's drinking. Mo Salah, Mo Salah, Mo Salah, running down the wing. Salah, he's drinking.
Mo Salah.
Gets a goal, gets an assist as well for Sadio Mane, 10 out of 10 for him. I'm doing Bobby Firmino next just because these are singing the Sadio Mane song. It's just me having a little laugh with them. Come on, boys, we're doing Bobby. Score 6 out of 10. Shite.
Nah.
He wasn't that good tonight.
Nah.
His first touch was a bit poor. His through ball was a bit poor. He's the best. He's one of the best players in the world. He's allowed a night off, and we didn't need him tonight. We were playing a shite side, or a side that we made to look shite. You stick at 9?
Yeah.
Bobby Firmino.
Nice. Okay. Here we go. Representing Bobby Firmino there. Sadio Mane, anyway. Probably the most dangerous player on the pitch again, Sadio, tonight. Absolutely superb. 10 out of 10 again for him. I mean, that one when he goes through and he gets the ball and he scores that goal and comes off the keeper. What a wonderful attacker move down that left hand side. Absolutely superb.
Sadio.
Divock Origi, I'm not sure anyone. 10.
Bring on the blue and white shirt on Sunday.
Absolutely, man. Who else came on there?
Elliot.
Harvey Elliot didn't get a touch of the ball. Didn't get a touch of the ball. 10 out of 10 for Harvey Elliot. Did anyone else come on? Lallana. 10 out of 10. There you go, that's player ratings. Thank you very much. Thank yous very much. That was a GX. Excellent. Like the video.
Liverpool, Liverpool, top of the league.
And finally, a clip from the Instant Match Reaction Show.
there was a point during the game where I think the Sheffield United fans must have started supporting us because I'm sure they were singing Ale 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 to us. And I think that was, I know it's their song and stuff, but joking around, it wouldn't have surprised me if they all just turncoated on that and were like, fucking hell. They'll walk, their fans will walk out of here going, yeah, we're not going to play a side like that again this season, because we embarrassed them. It was like a training session for us. We were just knocking the ball around and we were just creating angles and creating space, and we had runners in behind and we were using them sometimes, we weren't others. I thought Jordan Henderson and Gini Wijnaldum ran the show in the middle of the park. Like, you know, I've lauded Fabinho now for the best part of a year saying, you know, he never lets a team out. Jordan Henderson was encamped on the edge of their final third, stopping everything that comes past him, playing the ball out. It didn't matter if it was a quick ball, a slow ball, a high ball, a chip ball, a whipped ball. He had everything, and everybody seems to be playing with the confidence that they're all Trent Alexander-Arnold at the moment, and they can all pass in a thousand different ways.
You know what, I think Jordan Henderson, he absolutely deserves to be talked about tonight, because I thought he was absolutely outstanding, and he has been for a few weeks now, and actually people are starting to stand up and take notice of Jordan Henderson outside of Liverpool fan base, which I think is well deserved. But it wasn't the passing that impressed me the most tonight. It was the winning the ball back. I don't know if he lost the tackle. I thought he was absolutely outstanding at just winning the ball back. And you're right, Fabinho, you know, he has been outstanding for Liverpool, but right now Jordan Henderson, I don't know whether it's, you know, he's been able to learn from a world class number 6 during Fabinho's time at Liverpool, but he's playing that role completely on another level to what he did prior to, you know, to Fabinho. And it wasn't for a long time, you know, Henderson, he was our best option in that midfield role, and when Fabinho came in, we all kind of sat up and went, oh no, actually this is how this role should be played. But we've not missed him at all, and I think that's the best compliment you can give to Jordan Henderson, how much actually we've not felt the absence of Fabinho whatsoever.
If you enjoyed the post-match podcast, make sure you head over to theredmentv.com. That full instant match reaction is there, as well as the final words for all the midweek games, and of course things like stats and tactics, exclusive interviews with Liverpool players and managers past and present. Get over there, it's completely free for the first month. Cheers.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.